This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. I don't know if it's a metaphor for the fact that the emperor has no clothes, or if it is a metaphor for the naked dishonesty, but at the Republican National Convention, there's going to be over 100 naked people. Naked women, specifically. Which, ironically, is just the way Donald Trump would want them, as long as they're hot and have big breasts. It's a project of famed nude photographer Spencer Tunick, who has been shooting large groups of naked people since the 1990s. In fact, he's done over 70 shoots across the globe with thousands of people, all of them quite naked. So this shoot will be titled Everything She Says Means Everything, where the 100 nude women are going to hold up large mirror discs. And according to the artist, these represent reflecting the knowledge and wisdom of progressive women and the concept of Mother Nature. And they want to reflect that onto the convention center where the RNC is taking place. A place where, ironically, again, there won't actually be a lot of reflection. In fact, most people expect it to be one of the most anti-intellectual conventions the Republican Party has ever held. Donald Trump's appeal is purely emotional. The artist said that the work really does reflect what he thinks are Donald Trump's reprehensible comments about women and his treatment of women. He said, quote, "The work is for my daughters, for their future, for them not to grow up in a society with hate, for them to grow up in a world with less violence towards women and more opportunities for them." His ability to get naked people to pose for him is really quite amazing. In 2007, in Mexico City's Zocalo Square, he set a record with 18,000 people. The logistics alone for something like that are just mind-boggling. At the Republican convention with just 100 women, it's going to be a heck of a lot simpler. And when you look at Spencer's pictures, the one thing you notice is that there's not a lot of people of color in them. A few, but not a lot, and I suspect that's basically depends on who volunteers. Well, that certainly makes it appropriate for the Republican National Convention, because I don't think you're going to see a lot of people of color there either. Before China became communist, they had much more open ideas about sexuality, but they really clamped down on that. But now they've got a new technology, live streaming, and a lot of people in China are making good money on that. But they're not making it on porn, because that's illegal. But of course, people always try to find a way to get something in. So now China has had to ban eating bananas online. Because there are a lot of women who erotically eat bananas and live stream it. And in sexually repressed China, people actually pay to watch that. But not anymore. The Chinese government has banned it. The Smartress is such a stupid idea for a product that I kind of suspected it was fake. But it has gotten a lot of news coverage. I did a little searching, and the manufacturer is real. There is a Dermot manufacturer of mattresses located in Spain, and I was able to verify that they really had a press event to announce this new product. But then things get a little hinky, like the fact that a website didn't go up and the company name didn't go up until right before the announcement. And who registered the website? A Spanish PR agency, and the same people who registered the name of the company. And this is a mattress that's supposed to be linked with smartphone apps, but you can't download these apps. They're not available. Almost everyone in the mainstream press reported this as a real thing, and I kind of was suspicious. So when I'm suspicious, I usually just type the name of the thing and hoax. Usually that brings me something. Spiegel Online actually did a little bit of an investigation, not a thing that newspapers and reporters used to do. And unfortunately, it's all in German, so I had to translate it. It's a little rough, but I could get the gist of it. And in their reporting, this thing is probably just a promotional bid for Ashley Madison, since they're mentioned as the source of information for the fact that we have an infidelity outbreak. And that's what this mattress is supposed to deal with. The Smartress is supposedly designed to, with motion detection, measure activities that go on the bed when you're not there, like when your wife is at home, and then it will secretly send that information to you, including the intensity of the motions on that bed. But the idea is just too dumb to be real, and when something's too dumb to be real, it's either a fraud or a hoax or running for President of the United States as the Republican candidate. I was both surprised and pleased when Disney took two iconic characters on their Once Upon a Time series, Little Red Riding Hood and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and gave them a romantic storyline. It was awesome. Well, there are now people who would like the same thing to happen in Disney's Frozen with the character of Elsa. And not surprisingly, a number of conservatives are losing their minds. A lot of people have seen the story of Elsa as a metaphor for coming out. And there's a hashtag, Give Elsa a Girlfriend. Which would be kind of cool. It would be Disney's first lesbian princess. But anti-gay conservatives, not buying it. They even have their own kind of less catchy hashtag, Charming Prince for Elsa. No, so far in Elsa's world, the princes turn out to be not so great. And then there's Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, who hated the Jews. Franklin Graham takes it up a notch and hates everybody else, including, and rather specifically, gay people. Well, just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, who up until recently wasn't a gay character, but was a symbol for a lot of gay people, because she moved into a world where you just accepted people for what they were, and that's what she was about. She accepted all these strange people in Oz for who they were, and they accepted her for who she was, and she has become a gay icon. And as much as anti-gay forces may not like it, I think Elsa, whether they make her gay or not, is already a gay icon, even if she is just a metaphor.